Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
With regard to phrases that need to be retired, if you will, is when they say, and there's a something or other, if you will. I hate that phrase. My name is Nan Berlin. I'm calling from New York City. Thank you.
Sean from Bradley Beach, New Jersey. The word that I would like to have, or the phrase I'd like to have disappeared, is blue ribbon panel. A blue ribbon panel gets nothing done, and it sounds like a bunch of stodgy old guys that don't know what they're doing anyway.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Blue ribbon panel, that actually means idiots. That actually does mean idiots. That's fantastic.
Thank you both for those.
877-8-MY-TAKE is how you can leave a message. And we are retiring phrases today on The Takeaway. Our guest is Vince Williams, who's a columnist for a city paper in Baltimore. That one's great. Blue ribbon panel. Have you ever been on a blue ribbon panel?
I've never been on a blue ribbon panel.
Never again.
But I don't like it for the same reason I don't like superdelegate, because you don't really get what's advertised. Like, I'm thinking blue ribbon, it's the guys and the tails and the actual hats, and there are big deal panel.
So it's a wardrobe question for you on superdelegates?
Surprisingly, it always is. It always is.
Well, how about family values? Jamie tells us via our website, the gap between the words and actions of those who constantly promote family values had a certain ironic humor, he says, there for a while, but it's worn thin since.
Yeah, I mean, family values has no meaning now. There are a lot of business ones, like proactive. I can't stand that. I just can't stand that one.
One that you use sometimes, John.
What?
I lose me sometimes.
Thank
it's
you.
Functionality.
Ooh. I'd say functionality too much?
Yeah. Is that a computer word?
It's a big
word.
No,
it's a word that begins with F.
It begins with F.
Well,
what does
right.
it mean exactly?
It means does stuff, I suppose. It would be a better way of saying it.
Okay.
You know, functionality is...
Just that would clear that
is
up.
There a difference between functionality and function?
Probably not.
Does the ality
Although,
make it more... Big.
I'm being ganged up on here, you know?
This is
you know, with all due respect, I'm outraged. Mission accomplished, guys. Now I'm upset. All right, this is getting out of control here. Let's get some more responses.
Joan Walton says, I hate the phrase, spare the rod and spoil the child.
That sounds like a cry for help.
From the Bible. You can't be mad at the Bible.
She decided she didn't like it.
I hate.
She has every right to her opinion.
I hate value added. What does that mean? Value added? It's like value subtracted, value added. It's like value, right? Value, right?
And we've had a lot of these, and this is from Grand Forks, North Dakota. Troy Erickson says, one phrase that should be retired is, I couldn't care less, because everyone says it wrong.
That
they
is
say,
so right.
I could care less, which is the exact opposite meaning. Please put out the word, retire that tired old phrase. Thank you.
Think how much time could be saved in our lives if these phrases were gone.
Yeah, but sometimes they're shorthands to things. I mean, there's a reason why there are cliches, right? I mean,
you want to save
cliches
now?
Barking up the wrong tree has a very specific meaning.
Right. So we want to save barking up the wrong tree?
I'm just saying it is a shorthand where you don't necessarily have to explain all the reasons why on any particular issue someone is not on point.
877-8-MY-TAKE. 8-MY-TAKE.